If I were to ask you what is the most famous parable our Lord gave us, what would be your answer? What is his most famous parable? We're kind of parable experts. We listen to it every week. I would probably get prodigal son a lot, but the parable we just heard would be a close second, if not first, the parable of the sower. Now, Jesus more than likely told this parable himself for a specific reason. And the specific reason he told this parable was to encourage the discouraged. To encourage the discouraged disciples, who, quite frankly, at this point, were seeing virtually no results of all of their work. So he needed to build up his base. Jesus is accounting in this parable for the reason why so few Jews accepted them. After all their preaching, after all their teaching, even after the miracles, why so few Jews were accepting them. And this parable accounts for the reason today why faith is not important to everyone. Nor will it ever be. Because some people's souls are hard, like a path, a walking path. Some people's souls are rocky. Some people's souls are thorny. Our Lord laid it out clearly. Only some people's souls are fertile, have good soil. Only some people's souls have ears to hear, eyes to see, and hearts to accept who Jesus is, what Jesus did, and how Jesus is the only name under heaven by which we are saved, as we read in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4. So, Jesus is telling his disciples, that's the way it is. And he's telling us today, that's the way it will be. So, his disciples should not be discouraged over the lack of results, because their job is to do the work, to sow the seed. And only God can make it grow. Nor should we ever be discouraged over what we perceive to be lack of results in our lives. Our job is to do the work, to sow the seed. And only God can bring forth the harvest. So, as your priests here, we will strive to be faithful in our work. Parents who are here, continue to be faithful in your work, regardless of the results. In marriage, do the work. In your careers, day by day, do the task before you. Students, study. Do the work. Let our Lord bring it to fulfillment according to his will. Athletes, do the training. If you feel useless, if you wonder what difference it makes, stay on task. Do the work. We ought never be discouraged by any lack of results we appear to see. This parable reminds us today to do the work and to let God bring it to fulfillment. If we are faithful, our Lord will be faithful. Remember what Mother Teresa said, our job is not to be successful, our job is to be faithful. That's what you're doing here this morning. And I'll leave you with this quote from St. Pope John the 23rd. He gave us a lot of good quotes. Remember, he was asked how many people work at the Vatican, and he replied, half. But this was his prayer every night. After we do our work, perhaps this can become our prayer as well. He prayed, "It's your church, Lord. I'm going to bed."